Welcome, New Beginnings Church family, to this week's Outcast in the Wilderness. Thank you for tuning in. As usual, we're going to start out with prayer. Father God, thank you for every way that you're on the move, every way that you're working, every way, Lord God, that you are truly at work in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Do you ever just look at your family and your friends and those around you and just be in awe? My son is so sweet and so silly with his 3-year-old little face. And my husband works diligently and is a hard worker and does everything for this family right now in a season where God has me waiting. You see, sometimes we forget to thank God for what he's given us. There was a season in my life where I begged for the family that I now have. There was a season in my life where what we make now seems like a dream. There was a season in my life where all the things that I have and have been blessed with were things that I only dreamed about. See, sometimes we get so used to our blessings and our miracles that we forget to thank God for them. You see, there was a season I never thought I'd get married. I never thought I'd have a husband. I never thought that that was possible. Always having a hard time finding anyone because I was a Christian woman. And there's not too many people out there that want a Christian woman. And I remember praying to God to lead me to someone that would believe the way I believe, that would love God. And I began to pray about it. And God gave me my husband. God gave me one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given. And then, as the years went on, we waited for 5 years. We prayed and prayed and prayed for my beautiful baby boy. I remember getting down on my knees and begging God for that beautiful little face. Saying, God, this is the desire of my heart. You see, I have polycystic ovarian syndrome. I've been told since I was 16 years old that I may or may not have a child one day. That's a hard thing to take when you're 16. Especially when you haven't even been given a chance to even see if you can have a child or grow up or even begin to think about that question of whether or not you can have a child or want one. God is so great. And shortly after I asked God, he gave me my little boy, my sweet Samuel. And you know what's funny? He led me to read that book during that season. He sent somebody to tell me and prophesy that I would have a child. And then Samuel came in such a miraculous way. Blessing number two. I never thought in a million years that I'd have my own cars or houses or any of those things. Those are all dreams at one point. I remember thinking that $500 was a lot of money. And now we make more than that. But in my mind, I keep thinking, well, that's not enough, Lord. You know, my husband's bothering me. My child's acting up. We make so many different excuses. We always talk down our blessings instead of realizing, hey, we asked for this. Hey, this was God working. This is our miracle. This is our dream. The money you make now was money you used to dream about. The family you have now is the family you used to pray about. The children you have now are the children that you used to only imagine. God has blessed you. Count your blessings today and know that God is in your life and very present. In Jesus' mighty name, help us, God. Open our eyes to the blessings from above. In Jesus' name, be blessed and highly favored. Amen.